Welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast, featuring advice and interviews about athlete branding. Learn how marketing, public relations, and broadcasting can grow your brand. We also have special episodes to talk about recent news, events, and anything in the world of sports. The podcast is sponsored by Pliable, a versatile marketing, PR, and broadcasting company that identifies opportunities and creates tailored content for its clients. Now it's time to roll. Here's your host, Greg Glenn.
Thanks, and welcome to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about athlete branding with a Quinnipiac Bobcat who had a great rugby career at Quinnipiac, but has also built a company and an impactful brand. Today's guest is McKenna Haas, CEO and founder of CIV. McKenna has always considered the ocean her home. At the age of 12, she noticed the damaging effects of plastic and trash, and she knew she wanted to make a difference. In college, her combined love for fitness, fashion, and of course the ocean came together for CIV. So McKenna knew she wanted to certainly take the route of transparency and thoughtful production to create clothing you can feel good about every step of the way. CIV treats workers fairly, utilizes eco-friendly packaging and materials made from recycled plastics, and plants a tree for each shipment. In fact, each purchase you make removes 1 pound of plastic from the ocean. She's incredible. She's a bobcat. And McKenna, welcome here to the podcast.
Woohoo! Go Bobcats! Thanks for having me, Greg.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited to connect. And I want to give a lot of credit to Becca, the field hockey coach at Quinnipiac, for connecting the two of us. We had a chat here before we hopped on, and there's clearly a lot that we have in common and want to be able to share your story with the rest of the world. I think you're doing so many great things. And I wanted to first start naturally with your experience at Quinnipiac. That's obviously where we both have roots. And talk to me about being at Quinnipiac and kind of being able to maybe see a vision as you were in school.
Right. So I actually graduated from Quinnipiac in 2021. I graduated with my bachelor's in advertising and integrated communications, minoring in small business management and entrepreneurship. And I also competed on the rugby team. So right when I got there, I didn't really know what path I was going to take. I was actually looking into sports broadcasting at the time, just within communications. I thought that would be something really fun and what I would enjoy to do because I love sports. I've grown up competing since forever, and I ended up going down a different path when I was in my intro to entrepreneurship class my freshman year, second semester. I had to create an idea and pitch that idea, and it was CIV Athletics. And since then, I haven't looked back, and we went through proto sampling, and I created my website, my logo, everything in the Arnold Bernard Library.
Oh, yeah.
On Quinnipiac campus. So it's been a pretty crazy roller coaster, and it's pretty cool to see what I've been able to accomplish as a brand since I graduated. Mm. It's been about a year now.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so I want to first talk about related to being an athlete. You played the sport of rugby. Talk to me about what comes along with being a rugby player.
Ooh, that's a loaded question. I started playing rugby in grade 9 in high school. I transferred over. My main sport was soccer. Okay. What I really like about rugby is the competitiveness and the aggression, and it was kind of a combination of everything that I liked, from just like running really fast with the ball, kicking, stepping people, stiff arming people to the face. I love that feeling. I miss it. I feel I'm like washed up athlete. Yeah. But I loved the sport of rugby. It was my passion for the longest time, and it took me traveling all around the world. I went to New Zealand for a year to play rugby right out of high school. I played in Colombia. I went all across North America, within Canada, US, Barbados. So it's been a really great opportunity to play rugby. I love that community.
Yeah. And I can imagine, certainly, as I tell athletes, as an athlete, you're going to have opportunities that other people won't have, you know, and to travel like that and build, you know, the camaraderie with your teammates and, you know, obviously start to kind of build your network when you were in college is a pretty cool idea. As you know, I talk about with athletes all the time is, you know, having a LinkedIn page, even when you're in high school, can really be an incredible opportunity. And you're growing up as part of this next generation. You told me you already had created a LinkedIn page when you were in ninth grade.
I did. I started my LinkedIn in grade 9, and I don't think any of my friends were on LinkedIn at the time, but I was definitely connecting with what was my community, which was my mom, my mom's friends, mostly my dad's friends, family first connections. And then people that I started to meet through community events, whether that was rugby at the time, I would start connecting with each person on LinkedIn that way. And then I was also competing at Miss Teenage Canada. So the charity organizers that I was working with, I was connecting with them via LinkedIn. The list goes on.
Yeah. And now you have a network as you've built your business here that is going to be extremely proud to be able to support you and the work you're doing. I imagine you found that.
1,000%. I think it's really interesting. It's kind of cool, actually. I've even seen like some people that I've been connected with since when I joined LinkedIn, or my Facebook page that I grew when I was in high school for my competitions. People that have donated to me in the past, they've really enjoyed seeing the journey from 15-year-old me to I'm 23 years old now. So it's cool to even look back at your old post being like, holy, look at where I started. And now here I'm at, and like the evolution of, your personal brand and your personal self. And I just think that's really cool that we're able to do that now with social media specifically.
Yeah, no, it makes a huge difference. It's such an opportunity for these athletes, whether they want to play sports or whether they want to, you know, build a company like you. I just think that using that athlete brand really can help to build whatever you want to build and have that personal brand. And we're starting to see this. And, you know, obviously there are going to be the next generation of athletes that are going to come up. They're going to see people like yourself. They're going to see these role models with, you know, the U.S. national soccer team and the development of, you know, women's ice hockey now with their own players association. And I just think about all these athletes, and the next generation is coming. And I feel like them being able to use their athlete brand and now their name, image, and likeness, of course, at the college level is such a huge opportunity that you and I didn't have.
No, I didn't have it. And I think there's going to be a lot of more opportunities coming through to Flourishion for these athletes, specifically with brand deals. And I mean, there's just so much untapped potential there, and everybody should be building their brand specifically if you're an athlete. But I mean, you could be an artist, you could be a phenomenal singer. Like, you should be posting your videos singing, dancing, whatever your thing is, soccer, rugby, field hockey, starting to post now and starting to build that network.
It absolutely makes a huge difference. And then I wanted to kind of talk about your company, because this is an incredible company with really a very strong brand mission. It's very clear, you know, that you care about the environment. Talk to me about what inspired you to start your company and like that aha moment that you had that you were like, okay, I'm doing this.
Yeah. So C of E, our mission is to make waves, not waste. And we spin recycled plastic water bottles into each one of our pieces. And then we additionally have partnered with the plastic bank and we remove 1 pound of waste from the ocean with every purchase. And then we actually recently just started supporting the coral gardeners. So we've kind of gone full cycle with this. So not only are we removing 1 pound of waste from the ocean with every purchase now, but 1% of our profits moving forward go to saving the reef. So we're actually replanting corals also, which is really exciting and kind of sets us apart in the sustainable fashion industry.
Yeah, absolutely. That is incredible. Now, what type of clothing? So for people that are listening and they're like, oh my gosh, incredible mission. Like, I want to wear it right now. How do I get involved? Or what type of clothing do you have? And do you kind of specialize in a certain niche type of clothing?
So currently we sell activewear athleisure.
Yeah.
So capri length leggings, ankle length leggings, bike shorts, sports bra tops, tank tops, joggers. We do have a couple of men's workout shirts, men's joggers too. And we're expanding from there. We have a ball cap hoodie launch coming soon. And we actually just transitioned from the name C of E Athletics to C of E. And we're going to do, slowly, it's taking time, obviously, but we're wanting to do swimwear also, as well as loungewear and a gradual build out of C of E as a larger brand within the sustainable fashion realm, not just activewear.
Right. Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, that I have my 10-year-old daughter, Kelsey, and as a pandemic kid, I think athleisure and clothing that we all wear has changed, right? Like style itself has changed in that we want to wear more comfortable clothing. You know, we want to be able to feel comfortable, but we also want to feel good about what we're doing when we represent a brand. And I can tell you that these kids, they certainly know what they're wearing, right? It's like when they have the red carpet events, what are you wearing? Well, everybody now is so much more aware of these brands. And I think it's fantastic with what you're doing so that people can feel good about what they're actually wearing.
Oh yeah. It's like, I've got my C of E leggings on. I recycled 25 recycled plastic water bottles. Removed a pound of waste from the ocean.
Yeah. And I think too, that this next generation as well is going to care so much more about the environment than generations before them, because they've grown up knowing the importance of the environment, and then it's really on them to protect it. I mean, in a way, so it really comes in at a very critical time in our history of our planet.
Wow. Like, yes, exactly. And I mean, even like going back to, you and I were both athletes. We're all athletes. We're in the outdoors. We want to protect the outdoors and our environment for the next generation. It's now is the time. Now is definitely the time. It's a big issue.
I hear that loud and clear, especially here in Maine. I mean, this is a place where people really care about the environment. And I think it's so important that athletes be able to express themselves in that way. I'm working with an athlete right now, Alyssa Bork, who goes to the University of Vermont and is very passionate about the environment. And I could see her being, you know, a great brand ambassador, you know, for you and everything else that you're doing. I was curious because I went to Quinnipiac and I found a mentor there in Bill Schweitzer, who helped me with my broadcasting career. I was curious, who's been your mentor or somebody that has impacted your career the most?
So I had a couple of amazing professors within the business school at Quinnipiac that definitely took me under their wing. And that was Dale Jasinski and Tom Chuck and Trip Sanders, Mary Dunn within advertising too. She actually, for one of my advertising classes, she when it was during COVID and I was taking class from home virtually, she actually restructured one of the classes just for me. So it would revolve around C of E, which was incredible.
Wow.
And then I would have to say Rebecca Carlson, my rugby coach too. Mm. She was a great mentor and always had my back with everything while I was in university.
Wow. Yeah, no, that is.
She's what got me to Quinnipiac. So she's got a soft spot in my heart for sure.
Oh, that's such a cool story. Because I think that there are so many people that impact us along the way. And obviously, you know, Quinnipiac's a great place, but to have someone. And the other thing too is, you know, you're a COVID student, like, right? Like, tell me about that. That you brought that up. That's, I admire that about you, because I was always, you know, we take for granted that we go to college and it's all wonderful and you get that full experience, but you probably felt like you might not have had all of it, but you made the most of it.
Yeah, I mean, I really had a year and a half on campus, and then a year and a half off campus. and then I graduated a year early just because I was in that accelerated program, and I just decided, you know what, this hasn't been all that awesome working from home. There's something to say about being in-person classes, actually competing with your teammates. So yeah, a year and a half at home, I mean, it's not as much fun, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, no. And that's actually one of the reasons why I called my company Pliable, is because during the pandemic, I realized that, you know, we all are going to have to be a lot more pliable in our lives. We have to be able to work remotely. We have to be able to have a work-life balance that's different than the 9-to-5. And we saw this change coming, right? It was kind of coming, but I think that the pandemic has created opportunities for people to look at things in a different way. And I think I have a lot of admiration for the students that went through, whether they're in high school, whether, you know, they're trying to look at schools and they can't because they can't even get on campus, or whether it's someone like yourself, you know, just trying to continue your studies. And, you know, you knew, that's even the thing that I think about with you. You knew what it was like to actually have that on-campus experience and then go off and be like, oh, okay, well, this is drastically different. But you persevered, and here you are with your company and doing great things. So
just to go off of that too. I mean, obviously there's negatives. I would have loved to be with my friends and competing and going to tournaments and traveling, because that's what I live for. But definitely a lot of positives, like you said. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to virtually pitch to big companies, and I wouldn't have been able to. I mean, when I was home, I was connecting to people in New York, in Florida, in, you know what I mean? Just all I was talking to people within SoulCycle, Walmart, and I was pitching in business competitions in Texas. Like, it was just, it's crazy what some of the positives were, technology wise, specifically with the Zoom call right now. I don't know if we would have met unless I was on campus. Like, I wasn't, maybe we'd be on the phone right now years ago. I don't know. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I've been able to build my team virtually. Like, I have my social media meeting right after this with my, new social media manager, and she's based in Vancouver, and I'm currently traveling. So it's just, it's crazy how it's allowed us to build teams virtually too. And that's kind of the next way of things, I think.
Yeah, I do too. And then I want to talk just a little bit about name, image, and likeness opportunities that are obviously now available to college athletes. I think you'd probably agree, based on your background, that this is an incredible opportunity for them to build their own brand and position them for success, perhaps even start earlier, growing ideas about growing their network or building their brand. I'm curious if you've thought about or have engaged with any, you know, college athletes yet at this point.
I have. So we have a team of over 200 ambassadors, and we definitely have a collective of college athletes that compete in NCAA that can now join our ambassador team and actually make commission off of the sales of C of E from them actually wearing our products. And they have a discount code and they make a percentage off of that discount code. And that's just via TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, however they want to post. And that could be their friends or family that's making purchases from them. And they can use their likeness now, yeah. image to be able to build their brands and actually make money off of it. And then an impact too.
Yeah, a huge impact, obviously, even for the environment. So that's really cool. I also kind of wanted to finish up here a little bit with your best advice for today's athlete. So maybe it's you know, that high school athlete getting ready to apply to college and wants to play D1. It could be that athlete in college that's getting ready to graduate and thinks they don't know what they're going to do next, you know, and kind of talk about just your advice for athletes from your career, looking back at your, you know, high school and college experience.
I would start to build your curriculum vitae now, whether that's you've played on one competitive team or you've played on 10 and you've made a traveling team, whatever it is, it's your, just your hometown team, whatever, like just start keeping track. If you're in grade 9, just start keeping track now, because you're going to have to, by the time you graduate, you're going to, like, it's going to be so much easier because you're going to have a whole list of what you've accomplished. And there's just so much value in building that out immediately.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
And I mean, on top of that, you can start getting brand relationships now in high school. So why not take advantage? I wish I lived in the TikTok kind of age when I was in high school. I feel like I'm a bit old for that now, but building your brand that way too. And why not take advantage of that? I would.
Yep, absolutely. And the other thing I talk about on the other kind of side of it as well, you know, a lot of people talk about building their brand. And, you know, we hear about all these quarterbacks and the, you know, $8 million Neil deals. And I tell my athletes, that is not what I'm here for. I'm here to be your athlete brand advisor. We're going to help you grow your brand. But the other thing, and you and I have talked about this before we even came on today, is grow your network. That's where the actual magic, in my mind, happens, is your network. So yes, you can, you know, go get deals if you will, but I actually really feel that there's more value, especially to the athlete, if they can grow their brand and grow their network through meaningful relationships with brands and people like yourself. What an incredible opportunity that is when they do graduate.
1,000,000% network, net worth. All day long, I just, everybody is interconnected. Everything for me, success-wise to date, has been through my network. It is so valuable. I think if you talk to anybody that's kind of within my age frame after graduating and have actually built something or at their dream job, it's all because of their network and starting to build that when they're younger. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from going to university. There's a lot of times where I'm like, what am I doing here? I think there is just so much value in your network from going to university and making sure you hone in on whatever that is, whether that's your athletic team, or whether that's joining a club. It's just your network within that community is so important. You just don't know who their sister works for. And that might be your connection to get to that job that your dream job, or their mom's aunt that works for Pepsi. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know. So it's so important to build that network. I mean, I could just go off on like so many interconnected things that led me to where I am. And it's fundamental.
Yeah, it really is. And I want to make sure I get out there for you, how people can get in touch with you or certainly follow what you're doing on social media.
Yeah, I mean, would love to connect on LinkedIn. There you go. I could be your first connection. So all of our socials are at SiaVision for my business. And then my personals, I'm McKenna Hawes. And my website is www.cavathletics.ca or .com, both.
Okay. And then I have because a lot of people, a lot of athletes, I'm going to share this with a lot of athletes. Is there a process or is there a selection that you go through for these ambassadors or, you know, is there an application process? Talk to me about that too.
There's a very simple application on our website and I'm doing some updates right now, but I'm happy to connect with anybody you connect me with, Greg.
Okay. That sounds good. Awesome. Well, I think this has been fantastic. I think it's also interesting how you and I both actually had this vision of broadcasting. And here we are now, we're doing something completely different, but our minds and our communication skills have paid off tenfold in everything else that we're doing.
Yeah, that is funny, actually. I'm just connecting the dots there too. It's crazy how communication can set you up for success within business. And we're both on our entrepreneurial journey right now. So cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to that. Exactly. So it's been so good to connect with you. And I can't wait to see what's next. I think there's a lot of opportunity here. I'm so proud that we're both Bobcats and we'll continue to help each other, McKenna. So thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'm Greg Glenn. I'm glad you could tune in, everybody, and stay pliable, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the Athlete Brand Advisor Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes from today's episode and catch up on recent episodes at pliablemarketing.com. We also encourage you to share topics and guest ideas by emailing our production staff at pliablemarketing@gmail.com. We love hearing from our loyal listeners and athletes who want to grow their brand. So jump in and be part of the podcast because that's how we roll.